Blog Talk Radio. What's Gucci? Welcome to my world of green. You already know what it is. How's everybody tonight? Happy Tuesday. I'm happy to have you here with me. You could be anywhere in this green world, but you are here with your girl. I definitely appreciate that. You know, today I stand before you to give some encouragement. Some updates, some goings on behind that wall, what goes on. I don't awfully give too many words of encouragement. So I just want to give a little bit of words of encouragement for those behind the wall. So for those behind the wall, if you can't hear it and somebody's recording it for you, this is for y'all. Today I stand before you not to dwell on the past, but to initiate a spark for the future. Each one of you carries within you the potential for change, transformation, and the courage to face a new chapter. You may feel confined behind those walls, but remember, your spirit knows no bounds. Your current situation is not your final destination. Whatever situation you're in, this is merely a detour and not the end of the road. Let this time be a period of reflection, learning, and growth. I want you to embrace the opportunity to better yourself, to educate your mind, to prepare for a brighter tomorrow. You have the power to redefine your story. You have the power to turn over a new leaf and immerse stronger and wiser decisions. I want you to believe in second chances. I want you to believe in redemption. I want you to believe in resilience of the human spirit. Your journey ahead may be challenging, but it also is filled with possibilities, with determination, with perseverance. You can overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. Remember, every day is a new beginning. Every day is a new chance to make a positive impact on your life and those around you. Stand tall, stay focused, march forward with hope and dignity. And my last words is, together build a future that reflects not where you've been, but where you're going. A future that shines and promises new potential. I hope you take that with you. Send it to somebody. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Pass it on. We're going to go back to some music, then we're going to come back. Tonight, we're speaking on homicidal violence between siblings. It's actually called siblicide. I never heard of no shit like that. We'll be back. We're going to speak on it. Don't move. It's Greenleaf Network Live with your girl.
Instinct me and me right up your alleyway. dip the Moet, let's chill with some Alizé. Enough stress in our day. Let me massage your mind as my mental starts to play. A ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep me strong for the tours. Brother man and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but me? You were the first to tame me. Big T, I'm out.
Yeah, and you don't stop. Brandy. Yeah. I'm right.
Archie, we are back in the building. Greenleaf Network Live with Greenleaf Everything. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Tonight is Behind the Wall, and we are speaking on homicidal violence between siblings, which is actually called siblicide. I want to give you some knowledge on that. Let me give me some shout out to my baby Cream. Cash is Cream. Hold on. Let me see here. Oh, my God. So I want to give you some knowledge on what it is, and then I'm going to go into some cases of it. So the term siblicide originally comes from the animal kingdom, where the killing of siblings is commonplace. Now, birds and insects most commonly engage in siblicide, with the younger sibling being the one to lose out. In humans, this is much more rare. It's a much more rare act, and one which causes understandable horror. As a society, we see murder as a criminal act that occurs to the unfortunate few who find themselves crossing paths with individuals with, you know, sinister intentions. However, the facts tell us that the majority of homicides are carried out by people who are known to the victim. Furthermore, murders within families can future significantly in homicide rates. So in Canada, for example, between 1994 and 2003, is 37% of all solved murders, the killers was a family member of the victim. Now, there are some statistics available from a variety of studies which focus on siblicide, giving a picture of this crime. Now, in a study by, the study is Daly et al., ETAL, in 2001, data was looked up from Canada, where there were 265 siblicides between 1974 and 1995. So England and Wales within 89 siblicides between 1977 and 1990, and in the city of Chicago, there were 212 siblicides between 1965 and 1994. Now, researchers find that all of the cases, both victim and killer, are generally male, with the majority of the incidents involving adult siblings. Now, however, a subsection of this data, which involves juveniles under the age of 14, shows that it's 10% of Canadian cases, 3.5% of British cases, and 5% of the cases, again, in Chicago. Okay, so furthermore, out of these cases, most of these offenders were older siblings of the pair. Now, reported incidents of siblicides involving children reveal some horrific examples. One of the most disturbing involves a 12-year-old boy who stabbed his six-month-old baby brother 17 times while he lay in his cot, and he severed the hand of the child. He then left the house and walked into a local police station to report what he had done, advising he just wanted to be with his mother. Now, this is a horrifying case of extreme violence. That's just one of the many cases from a young boy towards the incident and a defenseless child. Now, the boy in this case was said to suffer from Asperger's, is that right? I want to make sure. It's not funny, but it's called Asperger. Asperger. All right, but Asperger's syndrome. And in this incident, is severe a psychiatric disorder, which diagnosed with the belief of an episode of psychosis at the time of this crime. So in this case, he pleaded guilty to manslaughter due to diminished responsibility and was referred to psychiatric. Another especially violent case took place in Chicago. A 14-year-old girl stabbed and killed her 11-year-old sister inside the family home. Her sister died of multiple stab wounds with a motive appearing to be anger after an argument the previous evening over who did the most chores in the house. An extreme reaction to a no doubt common sibling argument. It resulted in a charge of juvenile first degree murder. Now, after the attack, the 14-year-old girl cleaned herself up and called her mother, reporting she had been awoken by her sister and screams, and after going into her bedroom, found a man on top of her stabbing her. When the police arrived, she repeated the same story, only admitting what happened when the police advised DNA evidence at the scene would find her sister to be the killer. Now, that's just a little bit. I want to just go a little bit further. So within the suicide, as any homicide, there's always a question of motives. Why would anyone kill their own sibling? Question. Now, suggested reasons have included power struggles between siblings. Now, I know a lot of siblings that go through power struggles. They don't kill each other. Disputes of money, that wouldn't make me kill my sibling. Property disputes, still not enough. Status within the family unit, and that comes along with mental health issues and mental health disorders, which could contribute, and in some cases, prompt violence. So substance misuse, they're saying, is also a factor which can come to play in siblicide. And in a study by a Gorgon, his name is Borget Gorgon, he reported that around 50% of the recorded siblicides in the United States in 1988 involved alcohol. So in Canada, the national data for siblicides indicate that 73% offenders who kill their siblings are under the influence of either drugs or alcohol, and that 55% of their victims are under the influence at the time of the death. We're going to another case. In this case, it was a 29-year-old who was an actress and was featured in a BBB soap opera. It's called EastEnders. I never heard of that soap opera, but she disappeared from her home in March in East London, and she lived with her brother. His name was Tony. After a nationwide search, her headless body was found in a canal near her home. The following day, her brother was arrested and charged with her murder. Now, during this time, he claimed he argued with his sister before physically assaulting her, but could not remember the exact details of the murder due to his heavy misuse of cannabis. Bullshit. He admitted manslaughter, and he was given a life sentence with recommendation to serve at least 20 years. An explosion of rage in this case led to a brother murdering his sister and then going to an extreme length by mutilating her body in an attempt to cover up his crime. The sibling violence has long been an issue of debate. They realize that. Fighting between siblings, both verbal and physical, are generally seen as a normal part of family life, especially younger siblings battling with each other. But sibling violence is the most common form of family violence, occurring up to 5 minutes more often than spousal violence or parental child abuse. And that's reported by the New York Times. Just to go on a little further, you know, a little bit more, Dr. Murray Stratus writes in a book, it's called Behind Closed Doors, that what's the odds it's called that? Ah, behind the wall, behind closed doors. And it's about violence in American families. And she states that 42% of siblings report physically harming their sibling at some point, including kicking and punching. Dr. Susan writes in her article, The Dark Side of Siblings, the key for parents to distinguish between what is sibling rivalry and what is sibling assault may be, you know, how intense the physical or verbal interaction is and whether they need to intervene when necessary. And you need to make sure you're taking mindful steps if you do need to intervene. Like if you're cooking or you're doing something downstairs and you hear them going at it and it's way past what you think is okay, you need to step in. Now, this sort of advice, of course, is aimed at families with younger siblings living within the household. A furthermore shocking case of sibicide, England. Her name was Betty Watts. She was 16 years old, a teenager, when she went missing on the 19th of February. A popular girl from a loving family. She was not believed to have run away, and concern for her safety was present from outset. Now, 3 weeks later, Becky's stepbrother, Nathan Matthews, and his girlfriend were arrested on suspicion of the murder after bags containing body parts identified as Becky Watts was found in their garden shed near the house they were living in. Nathan confessed to the murder of his stepsister, claiming he had not intended to kill her, only to scare her, while his girlfriend claimed she knew nothing of the crime. Now, on the night Becky went missing, Nathan and his girlfriend had gone to Becky's home. Becky Watts was suffocated, bruised, and battered as she fought for her life. She had up to 40 injuries, including stabbing wounds. She was found to be inflicted until her death. Her body was equipped and dismembered. Her body had 8 parts separated in the bathroom. After separating their parts, they wrapped the parts up and cleaned up the bathroom, trying to cover their tracks. Nathan and the girlfriend hid from the police, trying to avoid questioning and examination of their home. And in the middle of the night, Becky's body was moved into the garden and the shed at the house nearby. I mean, and just the ending portion, rather than a spontaneous act of rage, evidence of sexual motive towards Becky Watts was uncovered along with the premeditation. Now, Nathan arrived at her house armed with stun guns ready to kidnap her. Dark fantasies between Matthews had rolled up between Matthews and the girlfriend that he had rolled over into reality with their target, saying that he dreamt this. And so the outcome, he was sentenced to life in imprisonment after being convicted of the murder, and his girlfriend was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to 17 years. So I had some other examples to go through, but I didn't realize that this was going to give me all of those examples. That shit is absolutely crazy. It is a real thing. Like, I'm not sure if they're, and I'm not going to hold you. I didn't have the best relationship with my sister growing up. I really didn't. I wouldn't kill her. I wouldn't kill her. You know, in some form, I understood that, you know, she was an older sister, and I guess she was doing what she was supposed to do. My problem with my older sister was, there's no need for you to tell what I'm doing. You know, you're my older sister. You should be disciplining me. All right. You should be disciplining me. You shouldn't be telling shit on me. You should be disciplining me. And she chose not to. She chose to be, what's saying again? A what? What she chose to be? So, she got them stitches. She deserved. Got them fucking stitches she deserved. So, I don't know these people, but this was a list of that they are notorious sibling killers. I don't know if you've heard of them. I'm gonna give you three: Lyle and Eric Menendez. You have heard of them. Perhaps the most famous killing siblings, Lyle and Eric, were behind the deaths of multimillionaire parents Katie and Jose. In 1989, they claimed to have found their parents shot to death in California mansion. However, their spending spree after the murders and inconsistent statements raised suspicions. They eventually confessed to killing their parents, citing abuse as the motive, and both were sentenced to life in prison. There was Matthew and Tyler Williams. Ever heard of them? Okay, they were raised in a fundamentalist home in California. Matthew and Tyler took their extreme beliefs to a deadly level. In July of 1999, Matthew, with the help of his brother Tyler, murdered a gay couple, Gary Mattson and Winfield Mowder, in their own home. The brothers knew the couple from a local farmer's market. The murder was eventually connected to them, and evidence revealed their involvement with the white supremacist group. And the last one, Pete and Pat Bondurant. They were twin brothers, Pete and Pat Bondurant, terrorized their small Tennessee town, weighing about 300 pounds each. Ooh. They had violent tempers to match their size. In 1990, they murdered a series of victims in Tennessee. So tell me, Sandra, come speak on, and I already know you don't have to go in about your sibling, but I want you to speak on these particular siblings and taking the lives of, like, what do you think about them?
You know, I don't.
Hold on, that's your mic, Slander.
You know, you already know. Bam Bam, a.k.a. the motherfucking slanderizer. I'm not going to say that I want my sibling dead in any type of way, especially my brothers. You know, my sister, and I wouldn't be too sad if she got to keep it real with you. But as far as these motherfuckers killing their parents, and I know about the Menendez brothers, them niggas was famous, like, on some real shit. Like, let alone kill my mother and father, or kill my, like, I don't really wish death on nobody. Only pedophiles and all of that. Niggas who fuck with kids and all that. Like, I don't give a fuck about them, but, you know, I just don't see it. There's nothing that they could do to me that would want me, that would make me kill them. Yeah, none of that. Nah, that there's something wrong with them. You got to look at it that way. If you don't, you're like, damn, what nigga in their right mind? Exactly. They not in their right mind. They think they are, and they probably was functioning and everything. Wow. But it just takes, man, these two big fat motherfuckers running around killing people. You already big.
Why don't you just eat
some? Yeah, just go eat some. Smoke some first. Go eat something.
I said that they did it because of weed. I don't believe that.
Don't believe that either. No. We don't. Yeah. You're like, you know, you don't walk to the store. Ain't no way. Not over some smoke. It don't do that to people that's in their right mind. It don't do that to them. That was probably PCP you were smoking. That was probably PCP. He was probably smoking some of that, or that fucking Sherm, or whatever the fuck they call it. But it wasn't no straight weed that did that to him.
I mean, I feel like this. When, at what level do you realize that there's actually something wrong with your child? Because if you if you are, you don't have to even be a good parent to know there's something wrong. There's something wrong. Like, you know early. You know early, very early. I mean, like, 1, 2 years old. You know, there's some kids you go like, you know what, he going to be a thief. Right, he going to be a thief. And then some kids, when they start talking, he going to be a liar. Sometimes you can't, you know what, I know this little boy is going to go to school with. He's a grown man liar. He lied his whole time, every little thing. Just lying. I mean, you lie about Frank. Like, we'll be back. For all the people who have been wronged by, you know, their siblings, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for them. I'm going to play this for y'all. Yes.
Have heard the way he shouted and the word I hear. Yo, Larry, man, you think you can sing this song today?
We got a horse today,
you
man.
You can pull it out. Buddy,
what about you, Joe?
Nah, man, Melvin.
I look too high for me, man.
Well, look. Hey, here, do it. Come on, man. Come on. Hold on.
Kick it. Shut down, shut down, shut down.
Turn my music up some more, up some more, up a little bit more.
too shy, so I decided to write. I'm sending him a four-page letter.
I remember Wait, niggas hating on me like I ain't paid for it. I ain't slave for it. One word tonight, tonight, the day for it. I had to wait for it. I had to spend a couple extra days for it. Bitch, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. Couple bitches that go hand in hand. I'm talking hoe and hoe and hoe and hoe. Wait. Hoe and hoe and hoe and hoe and hoe. I heard so and so is in your new car. Two friends for my two dogs. See, I love a bitch, I got a few flaws. Show my old bitches to my new bros. I got old bitches, I got new hoes. New flows, cars close, Billy whips, Ferrari does. I'm Ari Gold and authorized some fucking hoes. It's on your squad. Fargo, call me Argentina. Hate to be the reason why your dream bitches never get to see you. Never, ever, 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 ever. Me forever, ever, 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 ever. Hell yeah, niggas jealous of us getting hella, 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 hella cheddar. Got an elevator in my hella yellow. Women love me like I'm on an Ellen show. Hella bars for my fella flow. Niggas hella hard of hearing, blind to them. Gotta hit them with the hella Keller flow. I fucked a lot of bitches. Lord forgive me, Father God. No, I did a lot of sinning. Now I'm watching every one of my decisions. Cause I know the fact that even though I'm living, nigga, living under holy God conditions. So in my position. Got a mob on the competition. Got a squad on the opposition. All them all got me fucking every damn bitch in there. Dog, dog, I got all the bitches. Stop tracking all you weak hoes. Stack money, money till it's all addition. Wait, I don't be stressing these hoes. I just pour liquor for niggas, that's it. I do not fuck with you, though. You shit it on me and I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you.
Free Tory Lanez, real talk. Free Tory. We got a couple minutes left to the show. I just wanted to go into my last siblings. We had Tasmara and Jasmara. Tasmara and Jasmara. Whitehead of Georgia. They pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter of their mother. They're actually twins, and they disconnected their mother's spinal cord with a kitchen knife. In the days before her passing, Nikki Whitehead had complained about the out-of-control behavior of the daughters. Investigators said the teens attacked their mom after a fight broke out between the three. And it was a crime of passion. They stabbed their mother and strangled her before dragging her into the bathtub where she reportedly passed. As the 16-year-old girls watched, the twins received a 30-year sentence. In the next case, also twins Betty Wilson and Peggy Lowe of Alabama allegedly plotted to commit a capital crime together. When Jack Wilson, Betty's husband, was fatally assaulted with a baseball bat, it was thought that Wilson had hired a man named James Denson White to take out Jack. Wilson was sentenced to life in prison. Lowe was acquitted, but the prosecution strongly believes she has been involved in the Wilson's passing. My next one is the Cray twins, Reggie and Ronnie. They were actually boxers and they turned criminals. The notorious London-based criminal duo, they reached celebrity status, although they took part in all sorts of mafia-related activity from arson to robbery. They were only convicted of murder. Reggie was arrested for ending Jack the Hat. And McVitie and Ronnie was charged with the passing of George Cornell, but that was not to say they weren't linked. They were known for doing everything together, including crime. And the last two, they're 48 years old. Burnt and Edwin. His name is Burnt. And Edwin, and they're charged with ending their 88-year-old mother's life after neighbors reported they didn't see her in months. Officers went to the house for a wellness check. They live in Austin, which was in a deplorable state, and found the mother face down on the floor. The twin said she slipped and fell. They also said they had left her laying there for 3 days before she eventually passed. She was reportedly conscious the entire time. Wait, hold on. I got a couple more. For you know. Keyshawn and Kenyatta, I got this just sent to me. Keyshawn and Kenyatta was charged with taking the life of a woman who was returning home from South Los Angeles grocery store, 62-year-old Maria Rivez was shopping for ingredients to cook Christmas dinner when the 18-year-old twin reportedly accosted her and stole her purse. According to the detectives, the Blake brothers had a criminal record that consisted of robberies and assault, and having these two thugs off the street right now, people should feel safe. It's two more. Dio and Charles, they're from London. They committed a brutal assault during a robbery gone wrong. The two 19-year-olds were allegedly trying to steal the phones of four people from a party when 23-year-old Kerry Ford stepped in and was stabbed more than a dozen times. During his attempt to be a peacekeeper, Ford apparently said, "It was my cousin's 18th birthday. There was no need for this." My mother, Joanne Duncan, has spoken passionately about how she hopes the twins are never released. They were sentenced to 22 years. Hold on, then how much time I got? I got two more. All right, I got 6 minutes left. Let me get these last ones here, because this shit is crazy. This shit is crazy. Jared and Gerald were in the midst of beating up a woman in Fresno, California, when they were interrupted by a Good Samaritan attempting to intervene on the victim's behalf. The twins were 18 years old at the time and then turned on Nathan as he attempted to protect the woman and ultimately beat him unconscious in the street. As he lies there, a car allegedly unconnected to the crime, ran over him, extinguishing the life of the 49-year-old. The twins were charged with Holstead's passing and stood trial. Wait, hold on. Dante and Dante attempted to rob a house but ended up crashing a party, finding themselves in the midst of guests. The masked twins opened fire, ultimately ending the lives of two men. At least one was confirmed to have passed from Dante's AK-47, and Dante's reportedly also had a weapon. At the time, Dante already had a warrant for a previous murder in Orlando, and although both brothers were tried separately, they faced being the first set of identical twins to be sentenced on death row together. That's not true, because I know two sets of twins right now that's on death row, so that's not true. The trial became messy. Dante's defense team attempt to position Dante on a sole person's responsible. Dante eventually found guilty and received the death penalty, but Dante received two life sentences. However, Florida state law changed to require a jury decision in administering the penalty for capital punishment. As a result, Dante's sentence was overturned and sent back to court for new sentence hearing. Damn it, it's still one more. Unbelievable. Canning City law enforcement responded to a call. Then 24-year-old Joe Stavall shot his neighbor's dog 5 times. Stavall was arrested for suspicion of reckless endangerment by Sheriff Deputy Jason Swartz, but different reporters alleged that he was still armed with his weapons when he was placed in the back of the deputy's truck. Before they could leave, Stavall's twin, as well as additional family members, showed up. Reportedly, verbal argument took place. Schultz eventually arrested Michael Stavall as well, but he was transported. He transported the twin to police department. Joe shot Schwartz in the back of the head. When the truck veered off the road, the brothers took off, shot Schwartz an additional 16 times, then embarked on a 24-hour chase, including multiple robberies. The brothers stole weapons, opened fire multiple times during the attempted escape manhunt in various exchanges of gunfire as multiple counties set law enforcement back up in attempt to capture the twins. After a full day of pursuit, the Stavalls were finally caught and convicted. Both pled guilty and received life sentences plus 896 years without possible parole. I got them all done. 2 minutes left. Unbelievable. That's the most disgusting read I've ever had in my life. And I'm glad that you all get what you deserve. There's no reason or no acceptable reason for killing a sibling or your parent, or it's just not. I don't give a fuck what they did. It's no acceptable reason for me. Anybody who's actually going through this, who's been dealing with this, if you'd like to call next week, please call in and let us know, you know, what your situation is, how your family's dealing with it, if you're dealing with it. Has the person been disowned from the family? I'd like to know. I'm curious if you'd like to share that with us. With 90 seconds left tomorrow, make sure you tune in to Real Life Wednesdays. We're going to do some grief counseling, and it's going to be a good show. Make sure you don't miss it. Thursday, we are going to, I'm not sure if my guest is coming Thursday or Saturday. I'm not sure. I think he might be coming tomorrow. It might be Saturday. We don't, well, I'm not sure. So hopefully we'll be having a guest tomorrow. And then Friday, we're going to get into some things. We definitely going to be talking about, I mean, it's too much of it. Cardi, I didn't want to say nothing, but it's too many people saying that your body stinks. We gotta dig in there and see what the fuck is really good. Saturday is Veg Night. Sunday, we start all over. We love, love, love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sandra, your last words, please.
Thank you all for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
Yo, so the bloke ting was a squad, man. Yo, beer white ting, first and foremost. Beer gal. Then, yo, the man had an after party. Lit.
Seven cars deep, full of women.
It wasn't a ting.
Who did even tell man if something was a ting or not? First and foremost, like, yo, know your place, man.
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Know your place, man. Yo, the bloke ting was a ton of
them.
All I know.
What's happening? What's that?
What's
that? Yes,
hey,
sir.
How she coming? Yo, watch my
kick.
The one that you got for free?
Whatever, yo.
Hold on.
What do you want?
Nah.
Got that.
Nah. Just put your number in my phone.
If you decide to text me, then you decide to text me.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Here.
You have a good day.
You gon' have to do more than just, you gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just, you gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I, you gon' need to do more than just. I got the ever since you hopped in, shut my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you've been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. So let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you, shawty, I promise the truth. And when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah. Walking back top down. You gon' have to do more than just, you gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just, you gon' have to do less for you. to do less for you. So mama, you know how you gon' need to do more than just walking back to town. You gon' have to do more than just, you gon' have to do less for you. So mommy, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just, you gon' have to do less for you. So mommy, you know I, you gon' need to do more than just, you.